February. Is that is that surprising to you at all, or not really?
No, it's really not. Although, I mean, I've been saying January consistently. I mean, you know, going back to, let's say, the beginning of training camp. But it wouldn't surprise me if it even got pushed a couple of weeks into February. And the reality is, once it gets into February, about a week, then you're close enough to the All-Star break where maybe you want to just keep them out till after the All-Star break. So I think, you know, that becomes something that gets factored into it as well.
JD, the Kings are 15-12. They did good for themselves in my book when they came and battled the Warriors to the end of the game but lost. Do you think this is sustainable, what they're doing? And is Buddy Hield, is he coming into his own? Because I know, you know, when he was coming out, oh, he's going to be the next Kobe, and people were like, he's a bust. But now it seems like he knows what he wants to do on the basketball court.
Yeah, look, Buddy Hield's extremely improved. De'Aaron Fox is extremely improved. This is an improved Kings team. Some of the young players have really gotten better. I think they deserve credit for that. They play at an extremely fast pace, and they've been able to take advantage of a league that doesn't consistently play hard because they play hard and play fast on a night-in, night-out basis, and that can get you a lot of wins in today's NBA. If you're not playing up to par on a given night, they can beat you, and they've done that to the tune of 15-12. Is it sustainable? I mean, probably not. They still don't really have a signature win, although they do have some wins against some of the other middling teams that are kind of struggling, the Minnesotas, the San Antonios, teams like that, and a bunch of wins on the road against the bottom of the Eastern Conference. But regardless, this is as well as they've played this late in the season in probably 12 or 13 years. So I think you have to give credit where credit is due. Dave Yeager's done a tremendous job at flipping their style completely. They were one of the slowest teams in the league a year ago. They couldn't score the basketball a year ago, and now they're completely the opposite. So, no, they're a good young team that has some talent, that's improved, that I think actually for the first time may have some building block pieces in guys like De'Aaron Fox and Marvin Bagley III and maybe Buddy Hield as well.
I got to ask you to expand on something that we were talking about last night. And you said this is probably the biggest game for the Kings in more than a decade. Do you believe that, obviously?
Yeah, I mean, this is the latest that they've been over 500 literally since 2005. I mean, in the season. Wow. And I know it's December 14th. And it's still very early in the year, but I think this is a big-time measuring stick kind of a game if the Warriors are going to have all four players, which, you know, the all-star players playing tonight. I think it's a game where, you know, anytime the champs come in, teams want to see, especially young teams on the rise, want to see where they stack up. And, you know, as somebody that grew up in Sacramento, it was always a big night when the big teams came in to the old building there in Sacramento, even before the team was good. So, yeah, as one of the smaller market, you know, franchises, I think when the Warriors come in and the team's playing well for the first time in a decade, I absolutely think this is the biggest game that they've played. I mean, they haven't played a playoff game since May of 2006. Wow. So, and I can't remember. And they haven't even been in the playoff race beyond, let's say, December or early January at any point in that time. They're clearly at a third of the season in the conversation. Now, they're in the conversation with maybe 14 teams as far as who's going to get eight spots. So things can change quickly. But no, I think with the Warriors in town and the fact that these two teams have never really been good at the same time, the Kings a different level of good than the Warriors, certainly. But I think it definitely adds to the atmosphere here.
JD, conventional thinking will have you think that the Kings are in real trouble. The Warriors got ran out of their own building by Toronto, national TV, and some said, you know, Kawhi not playing took the air out of the building. But what do you expect from the Warriors in regard to a mindset? Because I'm expecting them to come out and just take it to Sacramento after being embarrassed the other night.
You'd think. I mean, you really would think. I mean, you never know totally what motivates this Warriors team. I mean, I would think, you know, as this is the third game, as they get, you know, everybody back, and we'll see if Iguodala's back tonight or not. Obviously, Livingston isn't going to be back. But as far as the four All-Stars go, this will be the third game in a row with them, you know, together and playing. So you'd think that they would find a rhythm. Sacramento's not the greatest defensive team in the league. They score a ton of points, but I think they can be exploited there. And I do think there's going to be an energy in the building that'll be palpable that may give the Warriors some juice, as we were just talking about before. But you never really know with this Warriors team anymore. It's actually become hard to predict. I would say, yes, they'd come out, you know, full bore 100% coming off a loss. But they also know that the reality is what they do tonight doesn't matter in the big picture. I mean, if they come out and they don't make shots and they get down and maybe make a run and end up losing, yeah, we'll say that's two in a row and things aren't looking, you know, as great as maybe we would have expected. But they'll know in that locker room that there's still 4 months to get everything on track, and that even a loss here tonight wouldn't really be that big of a deal in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, JD, I'm just looking at the franchises, these two franchises, the Warriors and the Kings, and we all remember, of course, when the Warriors went 12 years without making the postseason. If the Kings don't make it this year, that'll be their 13th straight year of not making the postseason. And the most games they've ever even won in that stretch was a 38-win year. I mean, that is...
Yeah. And that was 10 years ago.
Right,
ineptitude.
Right. So they're the Warriors of the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they really are, and it's been a lot of the similar, you know, the same problems, you know, poor draft picks and a million different head coaches where none of them clicked, and problems with, you know, meddling ownership as well, and I'm not sure a lot of those things have cleared up, but the one thing that they have been able to do is they found a pretty good coach in Dave Yeager, and there's been rumors, obviously, that maybe that, you know, there's some turmoil there, and they've also gotten lucky. I think, you know, the 2 years that consecutive years they've moved up in the lottery, meaning that their number hit in the lottery to move up to three, although that got knocked down to five because of a pick swap with Philadelphia, and last year they bumped up to two. So they were able, by virtue of sheer luck in the lottery, to get De'Aaron Fox and Marvin Bagley. Buddy Hield was somebody that did come over in the DeMarcus Cousins trade. So it looks like, you know, the last couple of years, maybe they have made some moves and had a little bit of luck that can help them, you know, turn back toward being a good franchise again.
JD, thank you so much for joining us. We will, I'm sure, talk to you during Warriors Live, the pregame show, and then you will be on after the game for the Warriors postgame show. And thanks for joining us, and we'll be keeping in touch tonight.
Yeah. Hey, JD.
All right.
JD,
yeah, sounds good, guys.
Do me a quick favor. When, you know, I'm a big uniform guy. It's Friday. I believe the Kings are going to be in their black, and the Warriors would be in their home white on the road. I'm hoping that's not the case, but send your boy a text message when you find out.
I'll find out for you,
okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Not like that Warrior blue.
Thanks, JD. Appreciate it.
You got it.
John Dickinson from Sacramento.
You don't like seeing the Warriors in their white on the road?
I don't care.
See, that's what
I'm not a uniform guy. I don't care.
Just numbers and the uniform on. Just...
Yeah, exactly. By the way, I mentioned Warriors Live. Warriors Live is going to start at 5:30 tonight for a 7 o'clock tip-off in Sacramento. And I want to remind everybody that you can win $1,600. Is that what it is? $1,600 tonight.
Joe Montana.
The Warriors Trivia Takedown. You answer three trivia questions related to the Warriors correctly. You can walk away with $1,600. That's at 5:50 tonight. 5:50. Tune in for a chance to win $1,600. Steinmetz and Guru, 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
How you doing out there? Matt Steinmetz, Daryl, the Guru Johnson. Warriors Sacramento Kings tonight, tip off 7 o'clock. Warriors Live at 5:30. You have a chance to win $1,600 at 5:50 if you're the lucky caller and you can answer three Warrior trivia questions correctly. 5:50, you'll have a chance to win $1,600. So make sure you tune in. Sure.
You know, I'm weird. Uniforms and now start times. I always wonder why SAC tips off at 7 and the Warriors do 7:30. Just make it 7:30.
I actually think there's a reason for that. And it is, I think the Warriors do 7:30 because, I don't know. I think
and the Lakers do 7:30 and the Clippers do 7:30.
Well, I think it has to do with traffic, and it gives fans an extra half hour to get to the game on a weeknight. But I'm not 100% sure. I mean, I don't know why SAC does 7 o'clock games. I would prefer 7 o'clock games. Then they would get over about 9:30, 9:40.
I got an apology. I know you've been issuing apologies. This is to you.
Oh.
We had a 15-round bout about 2 months ago, and it was in regard to the two-point conversion. And how I said coaches, they don't play, and they rob their players of the tie to go get more opportunity in overtime to win the game. And last night, Phillip Rivers came back, led a drive, and they were within one. I'm in my living room like, here goes the extra point, and Rivers goes like this. People can't see. I got two fingers up. The Chargers went for two and won the game and ripped Kansas City's heart out. So, heart out. I'm telling you, I'm all for just going for the gusto. If that's how, two-point conversion, hey, let's do it. And you know why? They probably didn't want Mahomes to get the ball again. So, I'm sorry.
I barely remember that. Well, and you don't owe me anything, but I appreciate it. I think it depends on the game. The game last night was the perfect opportunity to roll the dice.
No, it wasn't. If you would have lost?
But they're on the road.
All right.
You don't want to give the ball back to Mahomes.
He may not get it if you win the coin flip.
Well, then you better get a touchdown. I just, you know, that's where maybe the Chargers felt like they couldn't win in overtime. They were gassed. The other thing is maybe you do it. Well, the Chargers were what, 10-3?
Yeah,
and the Saints were Chiefs were like 11-2. That's another reason why it made it easy to do that, because those are two bona fide locked in playoffs.
And now I'm thinking when you do it, the defense is thrown off, so they're nervous, like we could lose the game if they get this play. Hey, wow. We would never see that in the playoffs, would we?
It's a good question.
Could you imagine who would have the guts to do that? The guts.
Well, Patriots.
And Philly.
Well, the Eagles won it.
How are they doing this year?
Who's the best team in football, would you say?
That's where I'm at. I don't have no. It used to be the Patriots.
Let's say the Rams.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right, go ahead, Rams.
If the number one seed faces the number six seed in the playoffs, maybe they can't even do that. Maybe it's got to be the fifth seed. Anyway, a wild card team playing the number one seed, they're on the road. I guess it would probably have to be a championship game. You're underdogs. And you get to the point where you cut it to one with 10 seconds left? Maybe you go for two.
But in football, Steiny, let's say you get the ball in overtime. My defense, every carry, every snap is an opportunity for us to try to strip the ball or just some air. So that's my gamble mechanism is, what if you mess up? It ain't just us trying to stop you. You could fumble, throw a pick. Man, but to just go for it, man, I got to tip my cap to the Chargers.
925 says 2-point conversion against the Saints jump started the Raiders 12-4 season a few years ago. Remember that? I do.
Who was the coach?
Jack Del Rio.
JDR.
That's Rivera. On the road, 510 says on the road in an opponent's stadium, you're already gone to the playoffs and you're 5-7 on the year. I would assume that's in 2-point conversions. Not all that impressive. He's saying don't be too impressed, Guru. I don't know.
Well, it took guts is why I'm impressed.
Is Andy Reid a Hall of Fame coach? Yes, of course. Come on. 2-point conversion going to become like the 3-point shot?
I don't know if I would be again. Hey, because I hate kickers missing
You know what? They need to move
point.
It back to the 3 is what they need to do with that 2-point conversion.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, they moved the extra point back. Poor kickers.
I've never heard that before. Somebody calling poor kickers.
Did you see the kicker in the Raider game? He fell down.
Kickers
he should have got cut. They should have put him on
for
Southwest.
A mistake.
He slipped and then missed
the
kick earlier.
You're going to cut a guy for slipping? You better not make one mistake on this radio station.
He did not prep the field dirt area before. He didn't do his due diligence. Just went out there. He'd been sneaking up the joint, too.
Let's go to Joel in Berkeley. What's going on, Joel? How you doing, man?
Hey, man, I heard you, Guru, wondering who would have the guts to do the two-point conversion in a big game with a chance of losing.
Yep.
1983 national championship, Nebraska versus Miami. Tom Osborne went for two.
What happened?
Smith dropped the pass in the end zone. That happened.
What was the year?
1983 national championship.
Wow.
There Miami and Nebraska.
Great, great knowledge.
I cried and cried and cried and cried.
Because you were a Nebraska fan.
Nebraska fan, yeah.
Gotcha. Well, thanks for the thanks for the info. I'm gonna Google that when we get a break. Thank you, Joel.
Yeah.
That's good.
Still not pro, though. It's not what we were, you know what I mean. National championship.
510, coaches live their lives on thin ice. It takes guts to go for two and put yourself knowing. Yeah, I agree. I think it's a gutsy move.
I'd go to overtime. Just go to overtime.
Why would – but I think
– it's safer. Live another play.
I don't think there's a hard, fast rule. I would – every extra point is different. So I wouldn't say we just always do this or we always do that. I think last night that was a perfect time for it.
I couldn't believe they were lined up and they're playing, right? And they went for it and got it. Dude was wide open.
Yeah. Touchdown. Hey, I was talking to a buddy last night.
John Dickinson.
No. Oh. We're talking about sports talk radio, and he has some ties to the East Coast.
All right.
And he brought up the fact that, and this is interesting, he said he doesn't really get West Coast sports fans because the difference, he said, between East Coast and West Coast is that East Coast fans will kind of talk mess about their team. Like, if you're a Sixers fan, you will, you know, Simmons stinks, man. He can't make a shot. Until he makes a shot, we're not going anywhere.
That's devil tongue.
No, that's not devil tongue. It's actually just saying...
Oh, so they really believe Simmons stinks.
Well, on a given night, he might stink. And what his point was is, if you say that in the Bay Area, then you're a hater and you're not a true fan. Where back East, if you say that, you are considered a true fan. If you are complaining about your team and saying, like, for example, if who the Warriors played Wednesday? Toronto.
Yeah. Like,
and we come in here the next day and I say, hey, look, Warriors aren't going anywhere if Steph Curry keeps playing like that. You can't do that. I mean, that's the worst game Steph Curry has played. He looked disinterested. Kyle Lowry owned him like
that's a fan. Short for fanatic.
Nobody does that on the
Shout
West
Coast. Shout out to P.
Nobody
Franklin.
Does that on the West Coast.
I do it.
No, you don't. No,
How
you don't.
Do you know I don't do it?
You've never taken on Steph Curry. He's a porcelain doll in your mind. You've never criticized Steph Curry. You don't criticize anybody on the home team wearing the home whites, as you say.
What?
Dude, you said
I,
on dude, first of all.
Wow.
You said
I'm
the Warriors. You said before Wednesday's game, the Warriors were going to win 11 straight.
Okay. Yeah, it's funny you remember that.
I remember everything. All I remember right. You said three Giants would hit 30 homers. Where does that come from?
Those are two things. We've been together okay, 2 years almost.
Here's three. You said that Toronto Raptors were going to run the Warriors out of the building on Wednesday.
And the text line saying that's what Guru does and you hate him for. That. See, I'll say, oh, that damn Dak. But deep inside, I know, you know, I'm rooting for him.
This is it. And this will... This describes the text line from the 802. I'm from the East Coast, and that's 100% true. Very next text from the 510. That's not true about the West Coast. Lionel, San Jose. How you doing, Lionel?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Good morning, man. Hey, I watched that game last night. Man, that was a gutsy call by the Chargers, man. But in this league, that's how it is, man. It's gutsy when you go for it and you make it, but when you miss and you go for it, man, you're a bonehead. You know, that's just how it goes. And Guru, give the kicker a break, man. He slipped. You can't fire him for slipping, man.
But he missed a kick earlier.
He had no time to prep, man.
He missed a kick earlier.
Thanks a lot, Lionel. I agree.
I fire kicker left and right. Just like fantasy football.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, you'll criticize that kicker. You ain't criticizing a 49er kicker.
If Robbie Gould would have did that?
No, you wouldn't.
Even though he came on the show.
See, that's kind of what.
If he would have slipped and he would have been stinking up the joint, your only job is to go make an extra point. You don't get hit. There's no fear.
Steinmetz, you get mad at Guru for being like that. You had that, the opposite.
I'm blown away.
What is he talking? I don't
get, about your. I root like your friend that from the East Coast.
No. It's completely different.
Well, but people in the tech line.
No, it's completely different.
See, because it's that. It's not me. I do something to you, man. Irk you.
You don't think people criticize Groot? I mean, there's exceptions.
What about Klay Thompson when he was stinking up from three?
He still is.
Who did I tell you had a better percentage from three than him?
Not Lonzo Ball.
Play him better.
He stinks, Guru. He's having a worse year than last year. Have you looked at the numbers?
His three-point percentage is
way better. It's 31%. He's shooting 31% from three. Goo.
What about your boy Ben Simmons?
He's better than Lonzo Ball.
Okay.
He's almost averaging a triple-double. Have you looked at his numbers? And think about this.
I said five years.
Think about this.
Yeah,
2 years ago. Think about this, Guru. As terrible as Ben Simmons is as a shooter, he's still better offensively than Ball.
Are you watching Laker games? Ball's passing, playing D. He's a big part of what they're doing.
He won't even be playing as much when Rondo comes back.
I watch every Laker game when I can. He's a big part of what they're doing, and he's getting better just by playing with LeBron. Now, from three.
Why don't you double down on it then? People don't know what we're talking about.
Ben Simmons in 5 years.
Say it.
Lonzo Ball will be better than Ben Simmons. And, all right, can Lonzo Ball be Rondo? And still, you'll look at him like, you know what? He's a damn good ball player. He's running the team, plays. Dude, he puts on Lonzo exhibition of passing. J. Kidd would appreciate every night. And it was one last night.
Rondo's lack of three-point shooting wasn't a big deal because he was in his prime 10 years ago. Lonzo Ball is a young player who, in this day and age, he can't shoot. He cannot shoot the ball. You can't have a player.
He's taking him too.
Can't have a player who cannot put the ball in the basket in this day and age. That's just my feeling.
And I'm mad at him because he went in the tank. He was off to a great start from three, and then he just fell off.
The season's still early, okay? So what? He had three good games?
it was long. Dude, come on. You're being hard on him now.
No, I'm not.
Okay, I'm looking at his number.
I'm not saying he's useless, but he's not. Please.
He's averaging 8 points, 4 assists, 5 rebounds.
And let me just come out and say it.
He's improving.
Those numbers stink. Those numbers stink for a starting player in the NBA. Stink.
43% from three at Staples. So playing at home, big deal.
How about games that start at 6 o'clock? How's he shooting? I mean,
Lonzo, man, hey, he's starting, Steiny.
Because Rondo's hurt.
So
secondly,
watch that.
I never said Lonzo Ball's
useless.
He'll go
in the tank if they move him to the bench for Rondo, because that was a little issue.
Boy, he's mentally tough then. Isn't that part of being a player, to be mentally tough? But you're saying he's going to go in the tank? That one's going to haunt you. That one's going to haunt you. Let's go to Charlie. What's up, Charlie? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing? I actually have an apology to you, Matt.
Oh.
A couple of weeks ago, when Ray Rado was on, we were talking about that undefeated Rutgers team.
Yes.
He said that Dick Vitale was an assistant coach on that team. He was an assistant coach, but the 2 years prior, he was coaching in Detroit when they went undefeated. But he did help recruit a lot of those players. So anyway.
Cool. Thanks, Charlie. Yeah, it's Own Up Friday. Own up to your mistakes.
This should be.
By the way, the 510 is saying Ben Simmons and Draymond Green can't shoot either. I get that, but what I'm saying is they do other things.
Okay, but this is what I'm saying about Ben Simmons.
What does Lonzo Ball do? Okay, can pass a little bit.
He's Jason Kidd.
No, he's not. Guru, Jason Kidd's a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Fame player. Don't compare Lonzo Ball to Jason Kidd.
He has the same impact of not having to score and can still have an impact on the game. In year one, you didn't say Jason Kidd was a Hall of Famer. He played his ass off and worked at his craft, got a three-point, got a shot, and that's how he became a Hall of Famer. He had
Jason Kidd has a better shot technically than Lonzo Ball. Lonzo Ball will never shoot the ball well as long as he shoots it across his body like that.
Okay.
He won't. And so now we're in an NBA where teams are scoring 125 points a game, but your starting point guard can't make threes. I don't want that guy. I just don't want that guy. And again, he's a good player. Lonzo Ball's a good player. He just, come on now. Ben Simmons.
Can't shoot.
Neither can Ben Simmons.
I saw Ben fold in the playoffs. That's all. Boston Celtics. What's the coach?
Vintage
you know what
you.
I'm saying?
Vintage you.
They played off
vintage
of
you.
Him,
you're
going to
hold
exposed,
it against
a, good
a rookie player who got his team to the playoffs. You're going to rip Ben Simmons, who got the Sixers to the playoffs as a rookie.
He had a better
can
team
you let
than
me
Lonzo,
finish?
Yeah.
He gets the Sixers to the playoffs in his first year. Lonzo Ball's never played in a playoff game, but you're going to hold it against Ben Simmons because he didn't play well in the playoffs when Lonzo Ball's never even sniffed it.
No,
that's vintage you, man.
Guys like you were saying Ben Simmons is LeBron James.
I never said that. I wouldn't
be
that
that's
foolish.
How you were pushing it down my throat.
I don't do that.
That's how
bit.
So give me that. The world was. Ben Simmons is the next. And all I saw was his lack of being able to take the shot. Hurt Philly in the playoffs, and when you want to talk, the Sixers were better than the Lakers. Nobody's saying that. There's no reason Lonzo Ball was going to the playoffs. The Lakers before Bron came were a train wreck. A train wreck. Lonzo Ball, come see me in 5 years. What are we, year two? Come see me in three more about Ball and Simmons. I ain't heard you mention Ben Simmons all year.
That's because I don't want
to. It's died down. He's a good player.
That's because I don't want to embarrass you.
How so?
Because Ben Simmons is way better than Lonzo Ball.
Well, that's how you feel.
That's how 99% of people on planet Earth feel. By the way, how many?
I'm looking at the standings right now.
The other thing is, Philly, they won a playoff series. He won a playoff series as a rookie. But somehow he stinks.
He had a good team.
Okay.
Yeah, and he was part of it. I'm not saying he stinks.
Okay.
Like you're saying Lonzo. You're giving Lonzo no credit at all. He's a bum. That's what you're calling him.
I'm undefeated.
That's
never
what
lost.
You're calling him. You said he's no good. You just focused on
and
his
now
jump
you're
shot.
Do that. And now you're going to do that.
I'm
when
doing
I purposely
what you're doing.
Said he's not useless. He's not terrible. But now you're going to say I said he's useless.
Can he be an all-star, Steiny?
No, Lonzo I don't Ball? Think so. No.
Rondo made the All-Star team without having
a different era. That was 10 years ago. Of course, Ben Simmons has a better team.
And I'm not saying Ben's a bum.
We should move on.
I like this.
Why? Why would you like
because
it?
Because you can't tell me I'm wrong.
Yes, you are
for three
wrong.
More years.
You're wrong.
That was the premise.
I'm gonna
5 years.
I'm going to tell you for 3 years you're wrong.
No, you can take a gauge. But if Philly don't win nothing, it's going to be a disappointment.
Oh, there it is. Now, so the only way Ben Simmons can be better than Lonzo Ball is if the Sixers win a title.
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't say
all
that.
All right. Yes,
I
you did. Yes, you did.
No, you were bragging about how Philly went to the playoffs.
They did.
And
they won
home.
A round.
Okay.
They won a round.
In the East.
And what's Lonzo
in
Ball done? What's he done?
Talk to me at the end of this
what's
season.
What's he done?
He's improving. Watch
great.
Watch again.
Great. So am I. What does that mean? So Ben Simmons isn't improving? Is Ben Simmons not improving?
I haven't heard a lot of noise
is
about
Ben
Simmons.
Is Ben Simmons not improving?
No. I'll say he's peaked.
Okay. All right.
Because you know he was supposed to be the next LeBron James.
Okay.
And this year, ain't nobody said nothing about Ben Simmons.
Don't
had to go
that.
Out and get Butler.
You're changing the argument.
They had to go
You're
out and get Butler.
Changing the argument. You know.
Yeah, they had to go get a man to handle the business, a closer, because Ben Simmons wasn't the next LeBron. And that's what was irking me. Oh, he's the next LeBron. You're not the next LeBron.
Nobody said he's the next LeBron.
Oh, the whole world was saying he was the next LeBron.
You know what a straw man is? You're just creating straw men. Nobody said Ben Simmons was going to be LeBron James.
Oh, stop.
Don't make stuff up, guru. Stop making stuff up.
Come on. You don't believe that. You heard that.
Stop making stuff up.
Ben Simmons has been quiet on the set this year because he stepped back. The book is out. Go get a jumper and come see us. You're not that guy, and we got to go get Jimmy Butler. Am I saying Ben Simmons is a bum? No way in hell, but he's not what we thought he was, and that was LeBron James left and right. You ain't heard nothing about Ben Simmons this year. They had to go get a closer in Jimmy Butler because they knew he couldn't handle it. And I watched him just succumb to Boston, fall 10 feet off of him, and he wouldn't even take a shot, and that hurt his team. That's what I'm reacting to. But you want to come down Lonzo Ball's lane, and he's improving. But you just look at numbers. Everything ain't about numbers. Year two for him. Starting for the L.A. Lakers.
Because their starting point guard is injured.
Jason Kidd. He is on the Jason Kidd track. How many points is the average? It ain't about that all the time.
Don't tell me that I look at numbers, all right? You're the guy who thinks that the Warriors should have five guys averaging 25 a game.
If I was coach.
You know what? Daniel and Fremont, I'm walking out soon. Seriously. How can I do a show with a guy who actually thinks this? I don't think he does, but... All right, Daniel, go ahead, man. Take over for me. I'm done. I'm done.
You know what? Let me be real. I'm a diehard Lakers fan. Usually, sometimes I'll agree with Guru, but this time I got to disagree with you, man. I'm really frustrated with Lonzo Ball. And to be honest, I would rather have Ben Simmons because even though they both can't shoot, Ben Simmons, he'll still take it to the hole. Lonzo Ball can't even make a layup, and it's frustrating. And if you look at his stats, he's always going like 1-for-8, 1-for-7. And he just, I mean, yeah, he played D, but Ben Simmons played D too.
I think when Rondo comes back, he's going to take his starting spot back.
Lonzo Ball runs the team.
Yeah, and for the record, Lonzo was starting when Rondo was healthy.
Oh my God, that's the funniest thing I heard. Yeah. Do you want to stand by that one?
Ben Simmons, Lonzo Ball
runs the Lakers.
Ben Simmons' noise has quailed this season.
Lonzo Ball runs the Lakers.
My friend? Ben Simmons' noise has quailed.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Lonzo Ball runs the Lakers. There it is. Not LeBron James. Lonzo Ball. Okay. All right. I'm done. Okay. Let's go to San Rafael. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, he runs the team. You're right. Matt in San Rafael.
Hey guys. I'm wondering, Guru, are you just being a contrarian? Because what you're saying makes zero sense. Lonzo Ball is not even close to a good player at this point, and the question is, can he get there? When he's making passes like he does against the Heat, where he's dropping one between his legs to the other team, I don't have a lot of hope. What he is he's a lot of noise and a guy that was good when he was a kid but has never gotten better and refuses to change his shot to make it better. He's nothing like Simmons, who I don't particularly care for, but Simmons is a much better player at this point.
And my premise was 5 years. We're year two.
Praying he's not on the radio in 5 years.
No,
just kidding.
Look at the numbers. How many points is he averaging? That's not what the game. Sports is not just about numbers. You got to have a feel and an eye test.
You have no feel.
I do.
If you think that way about Lonzo Ball,
dude, you can't rob him of growing and getting better. And I know, and I watch him run a team, Steiny. I'm not saying he's LeBron James. He's a point guard, a true point guard.
Can't shoot.
They said that about Jason Kidd early on in his career?
Yeah, said about Magic Johnson.
Can we say about Mo Cheeks? Go ahead.
Yeah.
So that can be fixed.
Let's go to Marco in New Mexico. What's up, Marco?
Yo, what's cracking with y'all?
Hey.
Hey, first off, I want to give a shout-out to my cousin on the G League team, Juan Toscano-Anderson. Second of all, I want to say this. I'm not a big fan of Ben Simmons. I'm not a big fan of Lonzo Ball, but let's not get him misconstrued. Joel Embiid is the reason for most of their success.
Thanks for the call, Marco. Appreciate it. and you're gonna go after Ben Simmons.
I didn't go after
him. No, you said they needed a closer. Would you let me finish one time, man?
Well, you've been cutting me off.
I haven't said a word when you talk.
You've been screaming. What are you? Let me finish.
Dude, I've been letting you talk.
No, you've been cutting me off. Yo, I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna leave.
That's not cutting
you
off.
That's what you've been doing. I'm gonna crybaby stuff.
And you just did it again.
Go ahead. You were talking.
No, I'm not.
And Ben's only averaging 15.
Let's go to Dave in Concord. What's going on?
Damn.
All right. This is Dave in Concord. How you guys
hey,
doing?
Hey,
thanks for taking my call. Check it out. Hey, Guru, I asked you a question. How old are you?
21.
21. So you're not even old enough to be watching Jason Kidd yet. I got to chime in because you guys are, like, getting on my nerves. It's Friday. It's before Christmas, and y'all are arguing about stupid stuff. I don't even think you watch Jason Kidd. You ain't old enough. I'm 56 years old. I'm way up on you. And this Ben Simmons and Lonzo Ball got nothing to do with Jason Kidd. Why don't you guys talk about something that's worthy of our Bay Area, like the Stanford girls going to a championship for volleyball? We got football.
That'll get us. Get him off. Get that guy off.
And I played against Kidd in high school.
I get mad at other guys, too. By the way, okay, we'll talk about Stanford. You see that high school girl dunk who's going to Stanford?
That was incredible.
That was an unbelievable dunk.
Hands like Connie Hawkins. Man.
Go take a call.
I don't have a thing.
You don't have a line in front of you?
I don't have it.
Well, they're all disagreeing with you. I don't want to throw you under the bus.
Let's go to Vallejo. Go out to Nick. What's up, Nick?
Fellas, how you guys doing this Friday?
Yeah, we've been
better. You know.
Yeah, I'm sick of them.
All right. So I've been listening to you guys. I enjoy your guys' shows in the morning. And Guru, my man, Lonzo Ball is nowhere near the player Ben Simmons is. I'm looking at their stats through 28 games, and Simmons has Ball's number on every single one except for turnovers, really. And the plus and minus is 53 to Ben and negative 19 for Lonzo Ball. I don't know. I think Simon's got you on this one, my man.
Do you know Ben Simmons has not attempted a three-pointer this year?
That's probably smarter than Lonzo Ball attempting them.
Now, how are you going to get better? Wow, just think about that. He starts. He is not attempted.
You know how
in
you
the
get better?
Era of three-pointers, my man has not attempted a three-pointer.
You know how you get better? At practice, not in the games.
But you got to take it to the games.
No, you don't. Yeah, not
he's
until you
averaging
get better.
15 points, and I'm just telling you, 5 years, give me Lonzo Ball at my point guard position for my team.
Let's go to George in San Francisco. What's up, George?
Hey, Steiny, I got to agree with you because – last week, didn't you ask Guru about his kids? And Guru said the first thing when his kids come back, he asked how many points they scored.
Three.
A second ago, he said it's not about the points.
Yes, I know.
So he's contradicting himself.
I don't know. And I don't know what to do about it.
No, that's from personal satisfaction for my little kid. We're talking NBA pro basketball, but you did hear that right.
I did hear that right. I listen to you guys every day.
Thank you, man. Well, appreciate it.
I was going to say, man, Lonzo got no shot.
Wow, man.
And if you think he's running the team, you're way off base. The same person, the general manager who ran Cleveland, is running that team. And I'll let you go, guys. Have a nice day. Happy holidays.
You know what? I can't wait for the Christmas game to watch with you. And all I'm saying is just watch his ability to play the point guard position. We're so caught up in averages and scores, and he is deficient. So is Ben Simmons. But damn, at least he's got the guts to step up and shoot the basketball. Man, not shooting a three all year long.
Let me ask you a question. Would you rather have a three-point shooter who shoots 30% or a guy who's not a good three-point shooter who knows better than to shoot a three-pointer?
I'll take the 30% all day. You passing up shots you can't play for all dude.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Steiny.
Dude, come on, man.
Clay's shooting 30%
on,
this
man.
Year. You think
no,
they're going to tell him to stop?
He's shooting 35%.
Well, that's 30.
And that's different.
That's
he's got
30.
He's got a track record.
And he's got great guys around him.
35 is not 30.
All right.
RJ, 101, what's up?
If you're going to compare Lonzo Ball to Jason Kidd, you got to go back to high school. I'm a St. Joe alma mater, and you're insulting my man. He's 9 years after me. How many state championships did Lonzo Ball come up with in high school? I don't know. Yeah,
that means nothing. That means, come on. We're talking about pro basketball, man.
Yeah, okay. Well,
come on.
St. Joe's brought an all-star to the NBA. Is Lonzo Ball going to be an all-star? Is he going to be a Hall of Famer? I don't think so.
Lonzo
did win a state championship, for what it's worth. Thanks, Wes. No, to the caller.
Oh, who cares?
So what are you deep in your gut telling me about Ben Simmons?
He's better than Lonzo Ball, and he will be better than Lonzo Ball. Lonzo Ball was not a good pick by the Lakers. Mm-hmm. Not only that, he was overhyped. Dre in Oakland. What's up, Dre?
What's up, fellas? Love the show. I got to chime in. I think Guru's spot on here. Ben Simmons, keep it real. Everybody was talking about he's LeBron James, like, he can do this. I'd rather take Lonzo Ball, who has a shot to work on. Mm. How is Ben Simmons ever going to get better if he doesn't shoot at all? Lonzo was 41% in college. At least he can defend. Ben can defend. But at least Lonzo has a chance to stretch the floor. Ben Simmons is clogging it up, man. You got to work on a shot. Now they got Butler and Joel Embiid. A lot of bodies.
Hey, Dre. How many practices have you seen? How many Philadelphia 76ers practices have you seen?
I haven't seen one.
Yeah, exactly. So don't tell me what Ben Simmons practices and what he doesn't practice just because he doesn't shoot stuff in the games.
Practice? What is that? Practice? We talking about practice?
Yeah,
practice.
We are talking about practice. That's where you get better. That's where you improve your three-point shot, not in the games. You don't know that he's not.
One.
Thanks, Dre, for the call. Because he knows he can't make them right now. Wow. He's waiting until he gets better.
Wow.
Great.
That's the whole Steve Sachs thing. It's in his head. If he's not attempting one in this era of three-point shooting,
please.
You're contradicting yourself.
No,
you didn't
I'm not
even know he
myself.
Hadn't took one all year. I gave that to you. I gave you that fact. You didn't even know your guy Ben Simmons had not attempted a three this year. Didn't know that. Just tell me that.
I can't get a word in. I can't get a word in.
Because you're crying. You could have answered the question.
You're convinced that you told me something that I didn't know. Why? I'm not going to spend time trying to talk you out of something that's not true, but that you believe.
Gotcha.
And you think a guy shooting 30%, you want a guy taking shots from three who shoots 30%, and I'd rather have a guy who knows he can't make threes not taking them. Listen, don't ever complain about Draymond Green taking threes. Mark, San Francisco, what's up, man?
What's going on, fellas? It's Friday. Y'all don't need to keep bickering as much as you need to be bickering.
Hurry up.
check this out. Ben Simmons and Lonzo Ball are pretty much even, where Ben Simmons has the upper hand, was Philly was smart enough to sit him down for a year so he can learn NBA basketball, where Lonzo still had to learn on the fly. Where Lonzo is going to be better this year is that all the pressure is not on him and Kuzma to make the Lakers great. He can learn behind LeBron. I like Lonzo Ball's court vision better. I know in about another year or two, he will start rounding out to be the point guard that everybody expects him to be. But right now, they're about dead even. One's not better than the other.
Okay. One was rookie of the year. So thanks, Mark. One's rookie of the year. The other guy, I don't even know if he finished in the top 10.
What do they say in the courtroom? I rest my case.
This is going to be an easy verdict.
The beauty of it is we got three more years.
Don't tell me to get off it, Curly. Seriously. Curly in my
ear.
Did
he say that?
He said, let's get off it. We got 2 minutes in the show. We've already been on it too long.
And we got Warriors warm-up to look forward
I'm not
to.
Doing Warriors warm-up
today. Oh, Steiny.
It's Warriors Live. I'm not doing it with you. I'm going
Help me out.
I'm not doing it with you.
Oh, man.
And you know what else? I'm not having lunch with you today like we thought. I can't.
We didn't have a
date. I can't look at you. Yeah, you said let's go out and grab a.
Yeah,
grab
but then I said money. I had to make a run.
Nah, you didn't take it back. I'm declining. Oh, I'm declining your invitation.
You know, I told you I had something to do now.
You know what? Your dad's right.
See, Norm, what up, Norm?
Now, see, that's the thing. I mean, I was legitimately pissed at you a minute ago.
But I know.
Nah, like 5 minutes ago.
I was never pissed at you.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were.
It's you have this paintbrush of how to put words in my mouth.
You told me. I just said that. That's you know all. What? Should I make it a third apology? Should I just apologize to Guru for being a jerk today?
Nah, you don't have
and
to.
And that would be three apologies. Third time's a charm. 11:54. We got a minute left. Should I apologize to Guru for being mean?
Give me a score tonight.
No. No. I'm not giving you a score.
Warriors 122.
Don't do it.
Sac
don't
108.
Do it. Don't do it.
Don't call me a mush.
All right. 122-108.
See, that's what I'm saying. Wow.
What? do you want people not to pay attention to what you
say? I need somebody to record for you.
What do you mean?
You know, like when you say stuff and then I can be next day just Monday morning quarterback.
Or you could just remember like I do, but I don't do as much as you. I'm sorry for getting so mad at you.
It's all good. It's all love, as we say in the U.
I don't know if it is, though. I was hot.
But you looked at me like I'm LeVar Ball. I think that has something to do with it, too.
All right. Papa and Bonte are next. They're going to be nicer to each other. But let me tell you something. I'd tune into the Warriors Live at 5:30 because you may see fisticuffs. Simons and Guru, thanks for listening, even though I know we were yelling like an old couple today.
The big ball away.